Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Tuesday, April 16th. Today on Forbes, Truth Social is plummeting. This Trump property is not. On April 7th, in between bragging about his fundraising numbers and showing off a poll indicating he would beat Michelle Obama in a hypothetical 2024 matchup, Donald Trump posted in all caps on Truth Social, his Twitter knockoff, quote, "Turn on the television and watch the great LIV golf tournament live from Doral, Miami." Indeed, for the third straight year, LIV Golf, the Saudi investment fund-backed one-time competitor to the PGA Tour, hosted a tournament that weekend at Trump National Doral, Donald Trump's glitzy golf resort near Miami. The club's manager, who used to run Trump's money-losing DC hotel, said there was a, quote, "record crowd," tagging his post hashtag success and hashtag never settle. While most media attention this week is focused on Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan, which began yesterday, at Forbes, we're keeping an eye on his wealth. Donald Trump has lost about $2 billion in just over 2 weeks, in paper wealth, at least. His 79 million shares of Trump Media and Technology Group, which operates Truth Social, have steadily slid since the company went public via a SPAC merger on March 26th. That day, the ex-president was worth $6.4 billion at market close, more than double what Forbes had previously estimated his net worth. Now, as of last Friday, he's worth about $4.4 billion. That's an average drop of $118 million every day, not to mention the $540 million in legal liabilities dragging his fortune down further. But at Doral, Trump can find comfort in his old real estate empire, still worth just under $2 billion. Some of his assets are down over the past year, but some are up, and Doral is doing better than any other piece of property. It shot up by more than $100 million between 2023 and 2024, per Forbes estimates. We now value the roughly 670-acre property at about $273 million, almost as much as Mar-a-Lago at $325 million before debt, and then subtract out Doral's $125 million mortgage for a net value of roughly $149 million. After buying Doral for $150 million in 2012, Trump reportedly poured upwards of $200 million into renovations, including of the golf courses and hotel. However, the property struggled with decreased revenues during his presidency. So what's behind its recent surge in value? It's simple. Revenues and profits have skyrocketed lately. In 2019, the last year before the pandemic, Doral brought in less than $10 million in profits on about $77 million in revenues, per Forbes estimates. But now, estimated profits have nearly doubled to $18 million, and estimated revenues exceed $100 million, based on an analysis of disclosures Trump files as a candidate for president. The club is benefiting from multiple booms at the same time. This according to several golf and resort experts who spoke to Forbes. Baird research analyst Michael Belisario says that there are, quote, "long-lasting secular tailwinds for consumer experiences and travel." This is thanks in part to the post-pandemic trend of hybrid work enabling longer weekends. Belisario adds, quote, "that's a winning recipe for resorts' values and performance." This is especially true for golf resorts. Peter Nanula, an investor focused on golf clubs, tells Forbes, quote, "it's the best 3 years in the history of the golf industry." Post-pandemic demand has been helped by more flexible work options. Nanula says, quote, "more ability for people to spend time away from the office." He also says that supply is continuing to shrink after a two-decade glut of too many courses. Nanula adds, quote, "for a golf course or a golf club owner, that's a good thing." Doral, which boasts four courses, was well-positioned to take advantage of such a boom. Golf represented a quarter of the resort's revenues in 2022, according to documents released during Trump's fraud trial, and a similar share for the parts of 2023 for which data is available. Before 2022, golf wasn't broken out as its own category on the documents. The LIV Golf tournaments on the club's notoriously difficult so-called Blue Monster course have helped, too. Doral's South Florida locale may also have something to do with its increase in value. Jeff Woolson, vice chairman of CBRE's golf and resorts outfit, says, quote, "it's the old real estate axiom, right? Location, location, location. There's probably not a hotter place." For full coverage, check out Kyle Mullen's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.